the Gelmírez Palace. Find the narrow staircase that leads to the Gelmírez Palace. You will have seen its modest 17th century façade with its wide archway leading to the Plaza de la Albacería when you were in the Plaza del Obradoiro. Inside, as you will see, it is very different to the doorway, because it dates from the Romanesque period and is one of the finest examples of Romanesque civil architecture in Spain. You will understand this work better if you know something about Gelmírez, the first Archbishop of Santiago de Compostela. He was a man who spent much of his life fighting either against Rome to obtain higher honors as a prelate, or, sword in hand, as the Lord of Santiago. He fortified the city and was the first person in Spain to organize a navy to defend the country from attacks by sea. He clashed with monarchs and suffered the city's uprising against his tyranny, which ended with the burning of the cathedral. This did not frighten the courageous bishop, who began rebuilding again. He had already given the building work huge support when he became bishop in 1102. He managed to obtain the extraordinary privilege of the Compostelan Jubilee year from the Pope, which increased the pilgrimages and donations. The city of Santiago owes many of its buildings to Diego Gelmírez, amongst them this palace, which was built to enhance his own prestige. Several of the original medieval rooms have survived, such as the ceremonial hall, which features ornate vaulting and capitals that depict a wedding, complete with musicians and a banquet. Can you see a typical Galician empanada or pastry? Take a look, if the temporary exhibition is not in the way. Then go down to the old kitchens and look at the other rooms. From this palace, you come out onto the Plaza del Obradoiro.